Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. There are two parts this week. There is the Bible character slot, and we're going to look at Pontius Pilate, which is obviously in keeping with an Easter theme. And then we've got a Did You Know, and we're going to think about it's holiday time for a rest. We do trust that as you listen to what we have to say, that you'll find it helpful, informative, and challenging. We're only really interested in bringing you truth without a twist. We've been doing a series on great Bible characters and the significance of their lives and any lessons we can learn from them. The person I'd like to look at today is Pontius Pilate. Some people debated for many, many years whether he actually did live. But actually the amazing thing is that in recent days there have been items from archaeology that have been discovered that prove that Pontius Pilate was actually governor of Judea in the times of Jesus Christ. His name means one armed with a javelin. His work was to be the Roman governor over the region of Judea. Now Pilate had all the trappings of power and leadership, but he was unwilling to exercise that influence for good. If he had a great sorrow in his life, I think looking back, he would say he failed to stand for what was right, and he allowed an innocent man to go to his death. His triumph, I suppose, might be that when Tiberius Caesar appointed Pilate governor, Pilate must have been delighted. Perhaps he thought this was a step towards even greater authority. But his inability to lead denied him that future. He never made any great success beyond Judea. Pilate had a real paradox in front of him. He had two sobering options. He either should listen to his conscience and his wife's warning and free Jesus, or he should reflect on what the people said and submit to their cry and let them do what they want to do. Releasing Jesus could have changed these men's verbal outcries into a physical revolt. Such an uprising would have reflected poorly on his leadership. Tiberius Caesar might replace him because of such insurrection among his subjects. But in giving in to the people's demands, that meant that he would be forced to deny his own heart. He knew Jesus was innocent. He knew the man that stood before him was completely different to anyone else he'd ever met. He knew the people had arrested Jesus because of their seething jealousy over his popularity. He actually didn't need his wife's bad dream to confirm his apprehensions, but it did make things worse. They'd have to contend with her as well now. That was Pilate's plight. I suppose these are the predicaments of every leader: popularity or integrity, compromise or character. As governor of the land, Pilate would have certainly known about Jesus' ministry. He might have received warnings from his own associates that Jesus was extremely popular among the people. He suspected that Jesus' message could be threatening to his regime. But he knew that Jesus' words and work were foreboding to the religious establishment. The priests and Pharisees were just downright jealous. They hated Jesus. But was he dangerous? Was he worthy of capital punishment? Should Pilate sanction his execution just to appease these proud men? Pilate's approach to this terrible dilemma was something we can understand. Once he had listened to the facts, his response was direct: Jesus is innocent. I find no fault in the man. Oh, how he hoped that his approach would work and the religious leaders would shuffle out of his chambers in resignation. Well, it didn't work. Pilate had to get philosophical, ask Jesus what is truth. He kind of thought truth depended on the situation. Isn't it sometimes true, sometimes not? Little did he know, he was standing before the man who was known as the way, the truth, and the life. When Pilate saw that plain speaking and philosophy was not going to satisfy the people, he tried to dismiss himself from the responsibility of his decision by washing his hands. Then in his final feeble attempt to assuage his guilt, he placed the blame on others. This is your fault, he told the priests and the Pharisees. Pilate had a historic opportunity to do the right thing, but he buckled under the pressure. Some day later, Pilate was to be replaced as the Roman governor. He would no longer have to deal with those tricky situations, but he would need to live with his own conscience. Some feel history records that he never quite ever got over that bad decision. I wonder today, what choice would you make about Jesus? What decision will you make about his character? Will you decide for or against Jesus, the Son of God? Did you know that really you need a break from time to time? Every now and again, we all need a break from the routines of our daily life. We need some new scenery. The drudgery of repeatedly doing the same things week after week can wear us down, so it's time for a break. Health experts advise stopping what you're doing regularly and having a short break is a good practice. Sitting in front of a computer screen for hours can be soul-destroying. Get up, go for a walk, change your viewpoint, relax, take a break. It's all good advice, especially when you're weary and need a change, a rest or a complete change. I have recently been on holiday in Tenerife for 10 days. It was a privilege to get that type of a break. I know everyone can't do it, so I appreciate God's grace in allowing me to. And I had the added privilege of being with my family. I'm not talking to you in this piece about focusing on my break, but on the principle of rest. We all need rest, but rest comes in different guises to meet differing needs. For instance, our bodies need regular rest, whether it's a brief break during the day or a good night's sleep. We need regular rest for our physical frames. We're made of dust, and at the best, we're weak and dependent. Psalm 103 in the Bible, verse 14 says, "For he knoweth our frame, he remembers that we are dust." Maybe this has dawned on you. If not, it will one day. It reminds me of the fragility and the brevity of life. You know, we long for rest in our souls. But only God can provide that type of rest through his Son, Jesus Christ. The words of the Lord Jesus express the answer in clear terms. The human need for rest, the deep longing for satisfaction. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I put to you today on the authority of the Bible, Jesus is the only source of true rest, satisfying rest, peace with God, guilt removed, a conscience that's clear, joy that is deeper than the circumstances and the happenings of your day. Because he is the Son of God, he came from heaven to earth. He lived for 33 years and three in particular before the eyes of men, that we might see he's the holy, harmless, sinless Son of God. He took the judgment of God. Christ died for our sins so that we might have rest. We might have peace. We might have salvation through this lovely one. This rest is possible because Christ died for our sins. He was buried and he rose again on the third day. You've been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.